scoring criteria. If you are creating a new assignment or redesigning a current assignment, you may want to create a new way or revise your current way to grade your students. For assignments that are not exams, we typically use three types of scoring criteria: checklists, analytic rubrics, and holistic rubrics. A checklist is an assessment tool that is used to grade students based on the presence or absence of knowledge, behaviors, and skills. Checklists itemize the tasks you want students to do. Read through St. Anselm College's example with a rationale linked here. An analytic rubric is a way to break down specific parts of your assignment. It provides a scale of performance for you to measure your students' achievement. This is a more detailed approach to grading and provides a clear picture of your expectations for an assignment. A holistic rubric is simpler than an analytic rubric. Generally, it has 3 to 5 levels of performance, or score, and a description that defines how students will achieve the grade for each level. Holistic rubrics look at the entire assignment and grades it on a single scale. If you are looking to learn more about rubrics, read through the first 2 portions of Jennifer Gonzalez's breakdown of holistic and analytic rubrics here. Tip: checklists and holistic rubrics are faster and easier to create. However, they view content and competencies as a have or have not. Analytic rubrics are more complex, but they provide a stronger evaluation process for grading and student performance. These approaches to grading your students are going to be vital for their experience as well as yours throughout the term. With less access to face-to-face time with their professors, that's you, students often become muddled, confused, and even overwhelmed with expectations. Creating strong scoring criteria can help your students be more successful in their assignments. It also frees up your time to help students who are struggling with learning because it frees up the time it takes you to walk your students through the expectations of your assignments. You can clearly illustrate what you want students to complete and to what degree of detail students need to complete those tasks. You can envision your scoring criteria to be like a blueprint for your students. It provides a detailed plan that outlines the necessary components needed to complete the task successfully, as well as specific measurements used to determine success. By using your scoring criteria to grade students and as a guide for completing the assignment, you are creating a dual-purpose document that you and your students can use. If you are putting your exam online, you can follow the infographic below to help you determine how to best change your exam for online learning. Tip: when you design an assessment tool, it is helpful if you design it from the perspective of your students' learning.